Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
I am Miles Gray, aka Brew, drinking Kirkland cold brew,
making my heart race to a million beats, yeah, like Jack's Diet Mountain Dew. And weed gets you high from THC, making Jack's hands go to a million fingies, like they always do. I get high so high, just a big hot takes, and it's all about all I can do. Every time I drink Kirkland cold brew.
Here we go, second verse. Dun, dun, dun. All right, cut to Wolfman. Hey, whoa, he's shredding on bass. What about him? Watch out, he's taken. Okay, shout out to Hannah Soltis, at Soltis Hannah, for that Oneaters inspired AKA. Remember Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters? Just me? All right. What's something Fine. That's underrated?
Underrated? We were kind of talking about this before the podcast, but our ass. Because I have the collective ass that we share.
Our ass.
Yeah.
Our ass?
He's talking about the sex toy we share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
I'll get it this weekend.
Like a human being's ass. Cause I have like back pain.
The gluteus minimus and maximus?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah. Because that's
gluteal muscles?
I have back pain, and that helps with back pain. Back pain, where if you strengthen your ass, it will actually compensate for like things that you would do with your back.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I just know, look, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Hamstrings,
yes.
They're shortening by a second.
You have tiny hamstrings.
Miles' mantra.
What?
It's all connected.
It's all connected, baby. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's true though. Like, I feel like when I get any amount of cash, I am going to get one of those trainers that just like spot treats my ass, and
yes,
it's going to be incredible.
Yes.
Is that what you're doing? Are you doing a lot of YouTube videos?
It's been a good
year.
Workouts.
It's been a really good year.
Have you been really? Are you doing a lot of hip thrusts?
I do hip thrusts.
Kettlebell swings.
I've been doing like squats.
Right.
And then there's this other exercise where we were watching, my girlfriend and I were watching my friend Justin Woman's magic show the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was like doing my physical therapy while watching it. And she took a hidden video of me doing like these dainty squats without me knowing. And it's going to ruin me and my brand.
No.
But yeah.
You throw a band on there?
I'll throw on a green band, the weaker of the two band or three bands at first. And then I throw on the yellow at the end.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Green means fucking go, baby.
Yeah.
When it comes to my
Sean
ass.
We got Sean T insanity workout over here.
Yeah. I know. I got some of those Instagram ass bands. Mm-hmm. That don't put them to too much use.
Is that like where you're in a squat and you kind of like move laterally side to side?
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's like the donkey kicks with them.
Whoa.
And like the fire hydrants. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's a
fire?
Sideline clams or clamshells or something is another
like,
one.
Oh,
like
yeah, where
you
and then it's like a thigh master without having the thigh master.
Exactly.
There.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why don't you just get a thigh master?
Oh, yeah. I should just put that in my one bedroom apartment.
I honestly feel
it'll fit it perfectly.
Here's the secret. Get some Skechers shape ups and a thigh master, and your butt's going to be looking like Jen Seltzer in no time.
I like
what
that.
What happened to Jen Seltzer? She's still kicking around.
She's still out.
She's donkey kicking around.
Donkey kicking her shit to the bank, bro, still. I mean, I don't know if she, based on her lifestyle that she shows on her Instagram, for people who don't know, Jen Seltzer is like was known as like the first like ass
the
Instagram
ass
account.
Model.
God, that was crazy.
And gave us things like seltzering, like how to pose your body to give your maximum bubble look to your booty.
Right.
As we know, I have a case of mum bum.
Say that.
What's that mean?
Also, that's
like,
fucking
I don't know,
rude.
Like a woman who's a mom, like an old lady butt.
Oh, so you gotta just do your glute activation.
I need to activate my glutes.
Yeah. I'm quad dom, baby.
You're quad dom?
Yeah.
I'm more into fin dom.
God.
What do you like, that woman on a top in the GoldenEye movie where she's like killing the dude with her legs? Like,
I do think that if I wanted to, I could squeeze the life out of a living man with my legs.
How great would that feel?
I'm down to see. Well, I'm not going to say because that would put me in legal jeopardy.
Sure.
Right.
But I've tested the limits of what my thighs could do.
Really?
Yeah.
In what? Why?
Like gas canisters, oil drums, anything. Just see what I could put a dent in with my thigh strength.
Oil
drums.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have, never guessed that about you.
City garbage cans, those plastic ones.
Oh, yeah. Is there any other kind?
That's true. Yeah. It depends on what city. If you're in Burbank, they have little ones.
Sometimes I'll drive down the 101 and just see you with your legs wrapped around one of those thick cones.
Yeah. And a bunch of cops with their guns pointed at you.
Let it go.
Gary, you'll never get me to stop, copper.
What he's doing is not technically a crime, but he has to stop.
But we'll give you a hernia. What do you think? You think you could bust? I'm trying to think of what, like a watermelon, I feel like anybody could probably do.
That's
why Gallagher was a fucking hack. It wasn't his jokes. Anyone could fucking break that fruit.
With a hammer?
Yeah, with a hammer, you cheating bastard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, break out those legs, gal.
He's definitely not quad dom.
No, I think I
could pop a human head right off the body with my quad.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so Zeit Gang, if you deal with cadavers and you have a loose one,
you have an extra.
I don't know. I'm not sure that I would mentally, emotionally be prepared to interact with a cadaver, but,
Okay, let's think what's available and what's realistic.
What's too young, what's too old?
This metal garbage can right here. Uh-huh. Do you think you could probably put a dent in that, right?
Probably.
Okay. So then what's above that?
It's above metal garbage can in the pecking order of things that you could
with
squeeze
your
with your legs.
I feel like watermelon's low.
Right.
Like a cantaloupe is low. Mm-hmm. That's done.
Really?
Of course. Look, I'm going off
any
of what
fruit,
you said. You're
I
like,
think.
I could end a human life with my thigh strength.
I know. I came out of the gate pretty hard, but like, I'm not really
sure. Don't backpedal
now. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I got to retain my bravado from my lethal leg.
How cool would it be to do that to like a shark? Like it's going for your legs and then you pull a fast one on that finned little fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Choke it out.
Wow, you're
anti-shark,
huh?
I'm not pro-shark.
Wow. Have you ever seen
one? Yeah, Mr. Wonderful is a real piece of shit. I'm sorry, what?
Have you ever seen a shark in real life?
I have one. Not while I was in the water, but I saw, like a nefarious fin.
It's still a nefarious fin. God, mm-hmm. that's the worst fucking feeling. I mean, I grew up surfing, and so, like,
oh, God.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, whenever I've ever seen a shark, it was, like, from the shore. So I'm like, did I just not see them when they were next to me?
God.
Because, and I always, I don't know how they always come up on my account. They all know, but, like, there's always the videos on my Instagram of, like, a surfer right next to a shark. And now I'm like, thank God I don't surf anymore. It's too scary.
Yeah. Is that why you stopped?
That's not why I stopped.
Right.
No.
Yeah. It's because she killed a shark.
It was mostly because of the leg murder.
And it was actually a protected species.
Yeah.
And it was a felony. They can protect themselves.
No one listens to this, right?
No. No one from Fish and Wildlife.
Is that the government
fish and, no, it's Fish and Game.
Fish and Game.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got my license.
That'd be a sick podcast.
Welcome back to Fishing Game.
But it's like pickup artists who also like fishing and stuff.
My brother's so into fishing, he reads this fishing newspaper called Western Outdoor News.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, but he's also like an OC dude and he's into fishing?
Yeah, like they're all really into fishing and like diving and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm, but not you.
No.
Just destroying things with your quads. I'm more of a quad dom.
Quad destruction.
Quad dom lady.
Quad dom is so funny.
Dude, quad.
What is something you think is underrated?
I'm going Korean spas.
Korean spas.
Somebody
okay.
been to Wii Spa?
Ever been?
Oh, yeah.
So I go once a year to Wii Spa on New Year's Eve because I feel like it's a good sort of start the new year and get the body scrub. And I think like Americans in general just are like, you know, tall, pasty white guys like me are a little bit like uncomfortable with nudity in general.
Oh,
sure.
Huh. And I come from like a very sort of staid Southern Protestant background. So
right.
Nudity was something that I didn't rarely experience even with myself. So I feel like, going to a Korean spa once a year and getting the full body scrub.
Yeah.
Is,
I do that too. Then I don't have to bathe the rest of the year.
That's how it works.
Get it all off in one go.
It's also a good moment where your ego sort of detaches and you're just like, you know what? I'm just, this is my body and it's going to get screwed.
Yeah. It was funny growing up being American and Japanese, like going to, because in Japan, you go to a bathhouse or hot springs, everybody is fully naked.
Yeah.
But it's weird how like my governance chip like would change depending on what hemisphere I was in.
Yeah, right.
When I'm in Japan, I'm like, yeah, I get butt naked because that's what you have to do here at the shower place. Then I'm like cut to teenage Miles in a locker room, like using every manner of shadow and towel to cover his genitals. Like, no, man.
Shadow and towel.
Yo, it was a very... Yeah,
yo, that's an elaborate set of like using shadow puppets to enhance.
What's that? It's like, that was a crow that flew by.
Did you see his dick? No, but no. I did see this amazing lobster.
There's a flying squirrel with a spatula. Going to... Those spas will definitely get you, when you realize too, especially being in a place where it's normal for everyone else, I think it's much easier to be like, oh yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, there's one in LA that's Wii Spa, which is kind of the most popular, I think. And then last year I went to one that I would consider to be like more Korean, if there could be one that was like kind of like, okay, this isn't the super popular one.
Yeah.
And that one was funny because when I went to get the body scrub, usually at Wii Spa they give you like sort of a small towel to sort of cover yourself. This guy was just like, nah, man, up on the table.
Let's go.
Yeah, and it truly, it just kind of felt like he was he was like a guy on an assembly line who was kind of like, you know, I'm gonna take this
he's
body
like,
and do what
yourself.
I want with it.
I'm not gonna remember this.
Yes,
okay. Truly. Dude, my 40th one today.
I'm just
Which
gonna
is
be sanding off
that
your
I
skin.
Go into every nude experience.
Maybe they'll remember.
Maybe
me.
They'll remember.
Yeah,
maybe this is how I go down. And
all right, thanks, man. History. That's it. You're gonna have to get off. And you're like, remember me.
Sarah McLachlan slowly swells,
looking into each other's eyes in that one moment.
Well, he also came up to me in the spot. You get a number, and they call your number, and you go into the
like a car wash.
Yeah, it's kind of it really is like a car wash. That one had no partition. The table's just out in the middle of the room. And the guy who came to give me the body scrub came up to me and said, 24. And I said, yeah. And he was completely nude and had just been using the spa and then was like, all right, follow me. And I was like, okay. And then he threw on some shorts and started working. But I kind of like that the guy at the car wash is also getting his car washed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is 24 the nickname you go by?
Yeah, 24. Yeah.
I'm Bauer.
Yeah, I was a huge Bauer head.
Checked into any restaurant, hotel, or Korean spa under the name Jack Bauer.
Absolutely. Always looking for the terrorists.
How long do you spend usually? Like, that's one kind of notable thing about Korean spas is you can spend like days there.
Yeah,
right?
I like to go for the whole time. So like, or like, you know, 4 hours or something where you, you know, do the spa,
right,
put on the weird shorts and the pajamas, sure, go up to the Jim Jo Bang, which is the like the nap room.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Get a juice, read a comic book. I like the whole thing.
So when you say you go on New Year's Eve, mm-hmm, how does that affect your celebrations? So is your way to go into the new year, like, are you in the spa when the clock hits midnight?
No, okay, I'll go during the day. Okay, although this year, sure, I was kind of like, that might be kind of cool to just, yeah, be chilling in the spa when
just,
I mean,
getting fully exfoliated.
Yeah,
three,
totally.
2, 1.
Will you remember me on, yeah, the new year?
Let's talk about Prince Harry, Megxit, the whole deal.
It's done.
Prince Harry has gone from Prince Harry to some dude, Harry.
Some fucking guy named Harry, man, right, with a weird accent. Yeah.
Weirdly, he chose the last name Bustamante.
Yeah.
He's just like, that's just a normal Joe.
He's like, if I could have any name, right. Bustamante.
Jablonski. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, I love it. So they caught him. I think he did his last official duty serving as officially Prince Harry. And now just Harry, and flew commercial to Victoria, British Columbia to meet up with his wife and child and dogs.
I'm worried for his immune system because, like a hothouse flower, you know? Like, just putting that dude out amongst the germs on a commercial flight, even in, like, first class.
Right. He's human coronavirus.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they have a photo of him exiting the plane, and he's wearing a full hazmat suit. So he must have known how dirty
that,
right,
that was an S&M rubber suit.
Yeah.
You're getting mixed up again.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I thought the ball gag was a respirator.
He does look a little bit amused by the whole... Yeah, like by living like a person.
He looks like somebody who escaped a living situation that was causing undue stress on his personal life.
Right.
Sort of like, yeah, I got the fuck out of there. This is pretty cool. I'm just Harry now.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're living it up. Shout out to Victoria, British Columbia. Just a beautiful, beautiful place.
Mm.
So, you know, I will see my twin someday. Just want to let you know, Harry, if you're listening, start off with the CBD. And like low THC levels, and then start working more THC, and then you'll be ready to party with me.
Yeah, man. If he's living in BC, he's going to be like in drum circles and making God's eyes in time.
With his like balding hair, he has like one weird dreadlock. He's like,
oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm just seeing him like such a clear fully vision. Falling apart. Yeah. He's like, oh, Prince Harry died months ago. Call me Siddhartha. Book-a-doom, book-a-doom, book-a-doom.
Hey, Siddhartha Bustamante is pretty
Siddhartha
cool.
Siddhartha Bustamante.
And hanging out with them this weekend and celebrating the vernal equinox.
Oh, but yeah, good Godspeed to him, you know.
Good for them.
And you guys were born on the same day, which is why you call yourselves twins.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But I think, there is something I think is kind of cool about this.
Yeah.
Am I the only one? Am I the only one on their side?
I think it's cool.
You guys rooting for
the
Royals?
Reason why this has been like the premise of movies for decades.
Yeah.
Like fish out of water, like really.
I just don't want to be a prince.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be a regular bloke.
Or the president's daughter goes to live like a normal person with a secret agent.
It's every rom-com. Every rom-com and Christmas film. There are like 9 Christmas films about an undercover princess.
That's right.
Just trying to live it up in Chicago.
He's a Netflix film waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Although I don't know. I think I'm kind of pro-royalty. I feel like...
There you go.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'm a dynastic royal
here
supporter.
Here in a monarchy.
Yeah.
This is a real division between the two countries. Like
that's
Americans
right.
are like, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
like, come on.
Yeah, you hate
go
your
live
family?
On your own. Yeah.
Get the fuck away from them.
I forgot who I was joking with, but one of my friends said, us getting to Trump is now we know what the British feel like when they got King Ralph. It's like, yeah, I feel like that's, I think.
Has anybody looked to King Ralph for like.
I feel like we need to.
Pointers?
I feel like a super forgotten little piece of pop culture that was strangely prescient.
I heard a King Ralph reference recently on a TV show, and I was like, who wrote this script? Like, what are we doing evoking the memory?
Yeah,
I mean, that was John Goodman, right? Where he becomes the king.
Yeah.
And like has like an official, like a role. Isn't it like a bowling alley that's like, oh no, you don't bowl here?
Now you know how we feel, suckers.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Robots are maybe going to decide what movies get made at Warner Brothers.
I think robots already are deciding what movies are getting made at Warner Brothers.
Yeah, basically.
They're teaming up with a company called Synalytic, which is an AI startup.
Oh, God.
Okay? And essentially, they will help studios sort through pitches and predict what will be profitable and what changes they could make to make existing projects more profitable.
This is what happens when you just refuse to allow any diversity in decision-making processes. Right. Old white men are like, well, clearly we've been doing something wrong. Should we ask the Browns?
No. Robots. No.
We'll get a robot.
Right.
Clearly, if we're at the end of our ladder.
In our creative industry, we will go get a robot.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they were talking about it with the example of Robert Downey Jr. when he first started doing Iron Man. He was, someone who had just fallen off. He had recently been in jail. Right. He hadn't been working. He was an addict.
Right.
And the robots would not have chosen him to be Tony Stark.
No, yeah. Exactly. And I think that's a point that our writer JM was making, too. It's like, there are so many flaws to this kind of thinking. I mean, just to give you an example, right? They, Synalytic also told people to actually make that Playmobil movie, which bombed epically.
Synalytic told them to do that?
They said that was a winner.
Okay.
So that shows you,
Yeah, so you don't want to double down on them. It seems like they've got good instincts.
They're like, I don't know, man. Jerome's been putting out really great ideas, and a lot of his smaller projects are doing... No, we're not listening to Jerome. Go get the R2-D2.
Fire up the app.
Right.
It's like, what the fuck are they doing? And I think, so what it'll do is put things like, you could switch out, actors, too. So you could say, potentially... okay, maybe I want to make this movie with Jennifer Lawrence, but what would it look like if I put in maybe Emma Watson? Like, what happens then?
Right.
So, I mean, like any AI thing, it's just, it's built on existing data. So it doesn't take into account progress.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's, it's basically using what has happened to predict the future. And for something like this and our shifting like media appetites, and as you know, hopefully the uptick of diversity representation in media continues, it's not going to be able to account for that.
Right.
At all. And also, like, it doesn't account for the fact that Hollywood has manufactured a lot of our modern day A-list celebrities, because it doesn't happen like it used to. Like, yeah, it was manufactured in the past, but now I feel like because people have social media and they have their own ways of like reaching out to people, Hollywood's really had to push people on us for us to take to them.
Right.
So I feel like that it doesn't account for fatigue with people.
Right.
Even if they are really famous or have like a lot of star meter points or followers.
Right, right.
Like, it's that is absolutely asinine.
Right.
I mean, and like, I can only imagine what it'll do to continue the like lack of like you know, female directors or female written scripts and things like that. It's because, again, it's just, it's only taking into account the like the misogynistic history of the industry to make decisions. And I think, like, when you look also to like movies like Shawshank Redemption, that shit did not do well. And I wonder what the AI thing would have thought then.
Right.
But it's in its, after its release, became one of the biggest films.
Yeah. And it's getting like fed into the algorithm as like a loser, probably. Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
Like, that's the data that you don't want a loser like the Shawshank Redemption.
And I don't think art has ever functioned that way.
No, you can only predict things to a certain extent. I think, if anything, it could be that it's probably better at predicting what won't do well.
Right.
And even then, there's obviously flaws in that, more than a tool that would help lazy-ass development executives read a fucking script, maybe go out in the world and get an idea of what people are into.
Right.
Because I think that's all, that's what, it just seems so lazy.
Right.
Like you're saying, lazy, like, rather than, you know, changing the what the look of development departments look like.
Yeah, or getting like a accurate representation of the entire country. Because I sometimes used to think like network executives were really stupid, but then I also realized that like they have to be a little bit behind, because that's where most of the country is. Like,
sure.
LA moves much quicker, New York moves much quicker. So the things that we, you know, are on or are talking about, or even the language that we use, is not necessarily caught up to the general populace. So I understand why they're old and a little out of touch. And it kind of helps us reach everybody.
Sure.
But to a certain extent, it's like, you guys are out of touch. Just hire people who are in touch.
Right.
Hey, but I mean, I guess if this takes their jobs, then so be it, right? Like, at a certain point,
it'll
like you
probably
think,
do their job better than them.
Yeah. Right. I mean, based on the kind of shit you see now, I mean, I guess it'll help them.
You show up into your office, you just hear beep, boop, beep, bop, and all your shit's
you're
at
like,
the door.
What the fuck?
Well, there's sorry, Craig, we had to let you go.
Sorry you had to find out like this. It's just a laptop
please
in a room.
Please relieve us of your badge.
Yeah.
You get fired by the laptop.
Yeah. They're like, okay, Terry will now escort you off the property. Please do
it's
not make a
robot.
Scene. Yeah. Terry, I programmed you. I'm sorry, I didn't want you to find out like this. But I just, there was some shit on Twitter that was trending that said like RIP Mr. Peanut. And I was like, okay, fine. All right, that's it. And next up.
Wait, why is the news cycle always so doom and legumes?
Oh my. Get him out.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Blair's crying blood.
Never in
you
my
did to her.
Never in my life.
So there was so people were like, what the fuck is going on? Apparently they have a Super Bowl commercial out that seals the fate of the beloved one percenter who wears a top hat and monocle.
Yeah, why is he rich, by the way? Does he own the company?
I don't know. There's definitely, right? There's probably a very dark backstory
God,
to
that.
The
fucking nepotism.
So this
it's not like
commercial
a peanut.
Is a sequel to The Joker?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So this is a statement from the Planters brand manager. It says, it's with heavy hearts that we confirm Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years old. He will be remembered as the legume who always brought people together for nutty adventures and a good time. We encourage fans to tune in to Mr. Peanut's funeral during the third quarter of the Super Bowl to celebrate his life.
Oh, right. Let's just capitalize on people's deaths. What a classy company.
So you're more upset that they are going to... even in death, they have no respect for Mr. Peanut.
No, I'm saying that their whole message, anti-capitalist message, is inherently capitalist. So they're fucking shady bitches.
Do you care? It's so weird. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a world.
Exploitation.
Thank you.
Of a fictional cartoon.
I mean, it's happening all the time. Look around us. You know what I mean?
Look around.
Wake up.
Open your eyes.
Uh-oh. Y'all on the same page.
That's Blair and Blake for you. Welcome back to Blair and Blake.
How do you make this like worth looking at? I don't know anybody who is like, oh, that's kind of an interesting idea. Although I feel like most Super Bowl ads, you're like, okay.
It's sobbing mother draped over that casket.
Okay.
Just the fucking tears coming out of that nut. And then the son, it probably has a lot of kids, right? Something like that.
Oh, and this one, he is married to a legume also, not a human woman.
Oh, then I'm out.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Hey, we're spitballing here.
So
blue
if
skies.
He's married to a human, I would imagine Mr. Peanut looks like a guy who's been fucking divorced.
If he's 104 years old, I expect like an Anna Nicole Smith type human wife around him.
I don't like these trends, these marketing trends that happen.
Talking to your mic, Blair.
Oh. I don't like these marketing trends that happen. They get so corny, then it's just ubiquitous in like 1 second. Like when everyone was doing that Lizzo thing, 100%. Like literally every company would like unrolled their Lizzo lyric campaign.
Right.
And you're like, shut up. Nothing makes me want to buy your shit less.
During the fourth quarter, they cremate Chester the Cheetah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? It's just like a funeral pyre of our
fire.
But the Monopoly man's behind it all.
It's four flaming hot Cheetos.
Oh, boy.
I just tried flaming hot Cheetos for the first time.
Oh, what were you just saying?
Have you ever had them?
I've never had them.
Wait. Hold on. What the fuck is going on here? You have never had Flaming Hot Cheetos?
I can't here and be honest and forthright. Where can
I? You can, but I still have my right to be shocked and in awe over this revelation.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Now, no judgment, but how did you grow up in California and you never had Flaming Hot Cheetos?
You know, I've always been a really hard regular Cheeto gal. Uh-huh. I fucking ride hard for the rich.
Uh-huh.
And I gotta tell you, even though I like my shit real spicy, it was not what I was hoping for when I tried it.
Hmm. What did you hope
for?
Was
it too spicy?
No, I think the ones I had, the reason, the disparity that we're coming upon right now is...
Please use as academic language as possible in describing this. I really love this. Please address this disparity immediately. Expeditiously.
I think what happened was I accidentally descended upon a Flaming Hot Cheeto puff, and the consistency without the just incredible crunch took me completely out of it. And while I could recognize that there was value in this flavor, I wasn't even in the same galaxy as a fucking Cheeto.
Wow. That's
too much air.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It tastes like I was, you know, having some sort of just weak ass, weak, just derivative of a Cheeto.
Damn. What the fuck are they doing over there?
Also, yeah. Blake,
you're fucking crazy.
Do you like spicy food?
But not that much.
Yeah. It's the kind of spicy, though, that's weird.
That I can handle.
Even people with boring palates, because it's like so hot, you can't stop eating it. Like a lot, it's like one of the things, you'll keep eating it to throw a substance on top of the burn.
Right? Yeah, like a blanket.
I do like the slight pain in my...
Yeah.
Yeah, my
flavor. Pain, no gain.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true. God damn.
Let's talk about James Corden. speaking of none of that, I guess. So people are surprised that James Corden doesn't drive the car during carpool karaoke.
Yeah, there were images on Twitter, right? Years ago when One Direction was still together, there was a tweet that was viral of someone's like, oh my God, I just caught the Corden carpool karaoke with One Direction, and it was on the ground. He was driving it. Someone recently caught him with Justin Bieber, and they saw that it was like on a trailer, on like a wheel, like I don't know what the proper production term is, but it's on a trailer, so James doesn't have to drive.
Yeah.
And he can just focus on the performance aspect.
Wouldn't it be illegal to let him drive while he was performing, with a camera in his face?
I mean, it depends, right?
I don't think it's illegal.
I don't know if it's illegal.
I think it's not smart.
Right.
Yeah. Especially when you have, people like Mariah Carey or someone in the car. It's like, you're not going to fucking crash with her.
Earlier, we were having this conversation. You said people like Michelle Obama in the car.
Yeah, she was done with it.
This time you've gone Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Our most precious jewel
exactly.
As
we
a
love
culture.
Mimi. Yeah, but I think, and so recently this picture went out, and people on Twitter were like, they acted like the fucking sky was falling. One person goes, just found out James Corden doesn't drive in carpool karaoke. The car just gets towed. Absolute joke.
Absolute joke is amazing.
Another person is like, wait, so James Corden doesn't even drive in carpool karaoke? What the fuck?
It's like, what? It's so interesting to me that their vision of carpool karaoke was so contingent on the fact that he was driving.
Right. You know they're not even in the carpool lane.
Right.
That might even fuck you up even more.
Right.
And they aren't going anywhere where it would be a carpool.
You know, fellas, I just think you're not understanding, because this isn't our demographic. This isn't to hit us.
Right.
But this is all some people have is this carpool karaoke.
Right. Yeah,
you know
big.
That they've won Grammys off of this carpool karaoke, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, this is very important to some people. What if you found out the Bible wasn't real? Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about, guys. And I'm not saying the Bible isn't real. You guys know I take that fucking shit to
heart. You're a youth pastor.
All right?
Former youth pastor.
Literal.
The inerrant word of God, folks.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's like anything. Living here, the movie magic is not something that we experience. We're like, yep, there. That's how you do it. Everyone shoots everything on the same back lots here. Like every show is on the Warner Brothers lot.
Once you learn what the Warner Brothers back lot looks like, you will have the wool pulled off from over your eyes. I don't know how that metaphor works, but you see it everywhere. Miniatures are everywhere. Everyone wears wigs, as we've talked about on this show before.
Yeah, everyone wears wigs because people are like, wait, what? But they don't, it's like, yeah, because they have to keep the hairstyles consistent because you don't know what a person's, what they're doing in their personal life, an actor or actress. So, they wear wigs.
Yeah.
Also, my favorite one is a small man played little Mikey in Look Who's Talking when the first one, the baby's wandering around New York City. That was a little man named Mishu Mazaros.
That happens a lot, actually. They use little people a lot as stand-ins for children. And they also use contortionists a lot for, horror movie shit. Like the Exorcism movie where that girl, crab walks down the stairs backwards.
Yeah.
That's just a contortionist doing that.
That wasn't someone possessed by
Satan? Oh, yeah, I know. But I assumed it was, I don't know. There are certain things that I just assume are, some sort of camera trick or
that
something.
That same guy also was in the elf suit, who was the baby.
Word?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that
genius.
True?
Yeah.
Fucking genius. What is a myth? What's something people think is true, to be false?
So a myth is when you get a hospital bill, it's not finite. That's not, when you get a bill from a hospital, that's a suggestion.
Okay. It's open-ended.
Yes, it truly is. I've been doing a lot of research on this because a woman got on Twitter and commented about how she got a bill from the hospital and she called them back and asked for an itemized bill and then they took a bunch of charges off. And then I went in on a deep dive on this just to see if this was true. I talked to a lot of people who go to the hospital quite often because they have chronic conditions. I got online. I Googled a lot of different sites that are talking about money saving. And y'all, the hospital is scamming. Those bills are real. They charge $25 for a Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even playing. If you call the hospital when you get a bill in the mail, because they'll just send you a bill and be like, hey, sis, you came in. We gave you a Xanax for your panic attack. That'll be $1,900. And if you call them back, they'll be like, oh, okay, so we're going to take off the walk into your room fee.
Yeah.
We're going to take off the light fee.
Right. Okay, yeah. So we'll call it an even 40.
Right, we're going to take off the Band-Aid fee. I've seen
that.
People
reduce.
You get
Xanax for less than $40 on the street.
Literally.
All right.
You can't do that no more, though. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
All right, what do you have on you? Just tell us, what do you have on you? We'll work it out.
That is such, I think that is another prime example of what the stakes are, right? When you're talking about the election, this is also how our healthcare system is operating.
And why is that a thing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And people are paying it because most of the time we have insurance, but that's obviously not the case for a lot of our population. But if you do have insurance, you're just putting your insurance card down. They're billing the insurance people just a random amount, and then maybe they bill you if there's some overhead. But if you don't call and ask, they are literally in there just adding whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm. It really is.
So, like, guys, if you go to the hospital, if your kids go to the hospital, like, when you get that bill, go ahead and hit up Cedar Sinai and be like, hey, sis, print me the itemized.
Yes.
Right.
And they will send you the real amount.
And they're like, oh, damn. Can you give us some time?
No, you just hit print. Just hit print
now.
No,
I have to look at some stuff first.
what should I look at?
Well, there's a different items. I have to figure out.
Ma'am, I see you deleting
vigorously. Hey, knock her out, take her fucking wallet.
Honestly, I would respect the hospital more if, right. like, the security guard, when you leave, just pulled out a gun and was like, hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're going to have to run your shit.
The security guard wearing black Air Forces. Yeah, I'm like, I was wondering why he was wearing black Air Forces.
You should never walk if they're wearing black Air Forces. As Jesus and Mero say, a man wearing black Air Forces has nothing to lose.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah. He will rob you.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. All right. Up next, we have the story that I'm sure you've all been waiting for us to
touch on.
To weigh in on,
so to speak, weigh in on.
There's this trend on TikTok.
Yeah, it's like the new Tide Pod challenge, sort of.
At first, I didn't, you know, because last time there was like people who were just like eating shit whole. And right. Like that was just a way to fuck with like older people. Be like, they're eating cereal boxes, these kids.
Right.
This one I'm dubious, still a little bit.
Right.
But it started apparently on TikTok where someone was pointing out there's like this article that the headline is testicles have taste buds that can detect sweet flavors and they're vital for fertility. The article goes on to say like it's sensitive to like even the amino acids that give the umami flavor.
Hold on, so like soy sauce. Is the article real?
Yes.
Okay, the article is real.
But here's the
deal.
It's about a study of mice that they were trying to figure out like how it factored into fertility.
Right.
Now, even before this, I just read it and I'm like, okay, I looked at a few videos. Motherfuckers were dabbing their nut sacks in soy sauce and shit. I was like, all right, well, people are doing it.
On TikTok?
Yes, but not like on camera. They'd be like, okay, oh, I'm doing it. One dude was like, oh. He was like smacking his lips as he was like fingering his taint with soy sauce. Like, oh.
Uh-huh.
And first
Anna's
of all,
looking very disturbed.
Yeah. We,
as well she should.
As anyone with a nut sack would know off the rip if your ball sack could taste anything. Right. You would know if you wash your butt. We would know.
The one part of my body that I can for certain.
I would never be like, oh, for real?
I just haven't experienced anything sweet enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Or tart enough.
Oh, right. There's peanut butter on here. I wasn't tasting that shit.
Right. So, wait, why did you have peanut butter on there,
that's
Miles?
That's just a hypothetical.
Right.
Now,
uh-huh.
The other thing is that that's why I was like, okay. And also, my man, what you're doing is you're putting soy sauce on your scrotum.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't say taste buds on your scrotum.
Right.
So even then, I'm like, are these motherfuckers serious? Yeah. And I guess some people are. But, and then it's funny, like, I think Popular Mechanics, one of these, or Popular Science, had a whole article basically like, we have taste receptors all over our body, like in our intestines, our nasals, our fucking hearts, the bladder. But they're not there because they're not receiving the same inputs like you are in your taste buds in your mouth. They're used for completely different purposes, and they just sort of broke it down. They're like, this is not the same shit. But it's just funny to me like that people were applying this logic of like, because there was another article that sort of reaffirmed that there are taste receptors on the testicles, and people just use that to be like, well, dude, it's science. Give me the Kikkoman fucking sauce packet, and let's get busy.
Right.
This stuff reminds me of all the things you try the first time you're having sex with someone when you're in love with them. Like, you know, when you're 17, 18, 19, where you try out all the different things. Like,
right.
They do have like gel that you're supposed to put on your penis, right? Do you remember this tasty
gel?
They have like stuff you
like flavored
like
gel?
Flavored gel.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or like edible underwear. You guys
messed
around
like dumb
with this
toys.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, well,
candy
like,
bra.
Yeah, and you're like, well, this is stupid.
Also, when you go to the sex shop and get that, that's just like 90 years old.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, you gotta rotate this.
Yeah.
This merchandise.
Yeah, that's what this stuff reminds you of. People who just don't understand their bodies yet.
I think it's half just stupid, like just the idea of saying like you can taste with your balls was right. Enough to be like, okay, that's why I'm like, I don't know if it's really people doing it because they are believing that it's happening versus like, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to get in on this viral activity.
Jack, if you were to dip your balls in a condiment, what would that condiment be?
That's a great question.
Because I've already got mine right now. That. Okay, Miles, what would the condiment be for your balls?
For mine?
Yeah.
Probably spinach artichoke dip.
Okay.
That's interesting because that's such a textural thing.
Yeah, but I mean, look, yeah. I love a good spin dip.
Right. And we're assuming that there is some manner of taste going on.
You're saying
on?
If we taste through our balls or if we just, or no. Are you asking what we dunk our balls in for fun when we're at the supermarket?
If you had to choose right now, what would you dip your balls in?
Yeah, spinach artichoke.
Okay.
From CPK.
Yeah.
From CPK, yep. That's a good spinach artichoke dip. I would have to go with ranch.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm not even a ranch guy or anything like that, but the thing is, you don't know that about me, Miles. You don't know that.
You don't know me.
Yeah, I'm morbidly obese.
I'm a ranch balls.
You probably think I'm drinking ranch soup all the time, okay? Not all of us are built like a god, Miles.
Exactly.
But no, I think I for the color and because ranch just feels cool to me. Just like a
Doritos, Cool Ranch.
Yeah. That,
shout out to them.
That's how fucking stupid I am. That's probably it. Yeah. Just because of the dumb Dorito snack.
Cool Ranch.
But I would like to, just pull back, look down the color, the contrast. Yeah. Jack, your condiment of meatball dipping choices.
I was trying to think of something with like alcohol in it so that it had that like sort of coolness, you know? But there's not like, is there an effervescent beverage that could be considered a condiment? Because I would also maybe enjoy that feeling.
Effervescent. No, but we could pivot
like
just
gin
to that.
And tonic.
Yeah, or just champagne.
Yeah.
Or what's it called? That hot new one that all the kids are drinking.
White Claw?
Yeah. I could see you. It even goes with your vibe, too. Just a nice nice summer day, White Claw, bob dipping.
Exactly. Yeah.
White linen shirt, jeans, family photo on the beach with your kids. But dad's got his balls in White Claw.
Mom, where's dad? In the next room.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show. If you like the show, means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.